I wanted to read a verse in Colossians 1. And even though we have a happy marriage, we didn't talk very intimately today about anything. And so I didn't know what he was going to talk about tonight. And this is what the Lord gave me. So maybe it's what y'all need. It's some praise for y'all. And it's Colossians 1:23. Says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I don't know, but just those three words there where it said grounded, settled, and continue, it made me think of y'all, this church here. And I know it's been said a lot of times in lots of ways, but I just don't think it could be emphasized enough. Y'all are a vital, vital part of what we do, and it just is like, if you're not doing the part you do, then we can't do our part. There's just no, I feel like we're middlemen, actually. If it wasn't for y'all doing your part of supporting us and giving to us, we couldn't be there doing our part. The Bible says, how will they preach unless they be sent? And so, I mean, you're vital, very vital to what we do, and we're just very thankful for that. Every believer, I know Bill already said that too, but every believer down there, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, are conscious of this fact, that if it wasn't for you, they might still be in darkness. And man, if you don't think that that makes them remember you, and every remembrance of you, give thanks for you, man, you just don't know. They, every time they think of you, they are thankful for you and what you've done and that you sent missionaries out. They can't wait to meet you all the time. Every time they know we're coming up for a conference, you know, oh, wish we could go with you. Wish we could go meet the brethren there in San Antonio. And they know it probably won't be till heaven, but still, they're just so anxious to meet you. And again, like Bill said, because of your testimony, they want to follow your example. And that's what's incredible to me too. Because of your testimony, this church is, they want to be like you, and they send other missionaries out, and it's just awesome. And, well, again, I don't know how to say it, but I guess some people say sometimes that like missionaries are esteemed or looked up to, but I feel that way about y'all. I esteem y'all. I've gotten to know a lot of you individually, and the faith you've showed in your life and different things, and just what you do and just what you give and how you pray. And I esteem you and everything you've done for the work, towards the work in Mexico. And I thank you for all that you're doing, and I want you to continue. I guess that's my point there about continuing. You have continued, and I want you to continue. And I want to read one more verse in Jeremiah 12. Jeremiah 12, verse 5, I'm sorry. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? And I don't know, this is a wow verse to me. I read it like a year ago, and it really opened my eyes to think, not that I didn't know we're in a battle. I know we're in a battle, a spiritual battle. But it's just been in the last couple of years that it's been real evident that we're in a real battle, that we're under attack. And we're getting hit in places where we didn't even expect to be hit. And I know the darts have only gone whizzing past my head, and nothing really has hit me personally directly. But the Bible says when one hurts, we all hurt.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And just seeing fellow comrades wounded around me, I feel weary sometimes. And I don't know, maybe that's why women aren't supposed to be in combat, because I feel like I'd be wanting to run over and fall down and weep alongside them. And someone say, continue, you gotta go on, you gotta keep going. I don't know. But anyways, what's amazing to me in this is that these people are wounded and afflicted soldiers. But then they get up. They, the ones that are wounded, they get up and they, with God's grace, they carry on. Praise the Lord. And there's at least a dozen people in this room tonight that have been an inspiration to me in this way. And when they get up in this way To me, it says to my wimpy self, get up, Debbie, keep going. You can continue.
Yes,
if they can continue, you can continue.
Yes, okay.
I just don't know. I just know that this verse, when it says, Lord, if this is how I feel and I'm just barely running with footmen, how am I going to do in the swelling of Jordan? You know, I just don't know. But the Lord knows, and I know it gives grace. But I praise the Lord for his grace and what has brought so many people through at these times. But then I just thought of another aspect of growing weary. There's so many ways, but I guess the main way to grow weary is always doing the same old thing over and over again, which is, I know, that's life, actually, just doing the same thing over and over again. But the Bible says, I don't know if you're a wife, a housewife, a man going to a job. I don't know, but I know everybody grows weary from time to time. But the Bible says that you should not grow weary in well-doing, because we're going to reap if we faint not. And one more verse in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 3 and 4. Says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, yet lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And this is key for me, and this is what I know is what I have to be careful for, is that I can't let the devil confirm in my mind when he comes to me and tells me, Debbie, you're weary. You're weary. You know you're weary. You can't continue. I can't let him do that, because if he gets that battle where he convinces me that I'm weary and I can't continue, then I faint in my mind, and I know that a Christian that's faint in his mind is basically useless. And I know that's what the devil wants. I know if he can't get you one way, he'll get you another. And if he can just get me to think that you're weary and you can't go on for whatever reason it is, then I become useless, and I don't want to become useless, brethren, and I don't want you to either. So I just hope the Lord can encourage us tonight somehow to continue on and not to faint. And
Amen.
Amen.